This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cash back really adds up.
JP Morgan Chase steps in
to take on the deposits and assets of First Republic.
Texas manhunt.
It is my number one priority to find him.
Escape from Sudan.
I left everything, my house, my car, my everything.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Overnight, federal regulators moved in to seize First Republic Bank. JP Morgan Chase has been selected to buy most of its assets. First Republic has been watched closely since the bank failures that took place in March. Its stock has lost 97% of its value since then. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
JP Morgan Chase is coming in, buying all the deposits, buying most of the assets. And that really does mean that all the consumers who have accounts at First Republic can actually relax because you're just going to walk into your branch if you need some help. JP Morgan is going to make those transactions. Everything's kind of cool.
Now to Texas, CBS's Janet Shamlian has the latest on a manhunt that began Friday for a 38-year-old man accused of shooting and killing five people in his neighborhood north of Houston.
A heartbreaking get-together as the community of Cleveland remembered the five people gunned down with an AR-15-style rifle. Hundreds of deputies and detectives combed the region north of Houston for the man police say went on a deadly rampage.
We do not know where he is. We don't have any tips right now.
The attack happened Friday night, the sheriff says, after a neighbor asked the suspect to stop shooting his gun in his yard so an infant inside could fall asleep.
He says it's his property. He'll do whatever he pleases on his property. The man went back in the house. Next thing they know, he's walking up the driveway with the rifle in hand.
Deputies say the suspect had been drinking before he entered the neighbor's home and started firing.
Five people died in my county.
All five are from Honduras. Wilson Garcia's wife and son were killed in the attack. I don't have words to describe what happened, Garcia says. He went and shot her without saying a word, Garcia says, then came inside to find us all. Two other women were found dead on top of surviving children, apparently shielding them from gunfire.
In Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, police have charged a 19-year-old man with shooting and killing two teens and wounding four others at a house party. Trees down, homes damaged in Virginia Beach after an apparent tornado. Stephen Keck lives there.
I just can't believe the damage. When I walked down one block, there were times where I didn't even recognize where I was.
There's also severe storm damage in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida.
When the trees started to whip and all the stuff started blowing around and everything on my patio went flying, I knew that that was a tornado.
Overseas, a U.S. Navy ship has taken more than 100 American citizens away from the fighting in Sudan. CBS's Raimi Innocencio is in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, where evacuees are now regrouping.
Mohammed Faraj is from Brooklyn, New York. He said the U.S. Embassy did a good job, but email access was spotty.
Thank God the ones we did get, we used it, and we're here.
11-year-old Norvibi said she was exhausted and afraid.
It was very scary because I was scared of the army.
Malaz Khalid is from Queens, New York.
Seeing, like, dead bodies on the street, seeing, like, tanks.
Overnight, more anxious people crowded Port Sudan, waiting for the next transport to take them and their families away from a country on the edge of civil war.
CBS's Charlie Daggett is in eastern Ukraine with the latest on a new round of Russian missile strikes.
This is a residential neighborhood in the town of Pavlograd. It's about 70 miles from the Russian front line. And you can see the devastation from this missile attack overnight. A Russian-installed official said it was part of an attack that was aiming at an ammunition depot and a railway line not far from here. But I can tell you this is smack dab in the middle of a residential neighborhood.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Tension builds as CBS's Elise Preston tells us the clock ticks toward a possible strike by thousands of TV and movie writers.
It's the Late Show.
Your favorite late night shows could go dark in just a matter of days as the clock ticks in Tinseltown with a midnight deadline before the contract between the Writers Guild of America and major studios expires.
Writers are making 23% less than we were 10 years ago, while the companies are making record profits.
The union wants higher pay for episodes airing on traditional TV and increased guaranteed residuals. In a statement, the alliance representing studios and producers tells CBS News, "Our goal continues to be to reach a fair and reasonable agreement."
14 people are still in the hospital after a roof collapse at a home near the Ohio State University campus on Saturday night. Some estimates say more than 40 students got on the roof, which wasn't strong enough to hold up. All the injured are in stable condition. On the Health Watch this morning, perhaps a new role for artificial intelligence.
British researchers took CAT scans of about 500 patients with abnormal growths in their lungs. They then developed an AI algorithm to analyze the images. Not only did the algorithm accurately detect which growths were cancerous, it outperformed current diagnostic methods. The researchers emphasize their work is still in its early stage, but they say it shows how AI could eventually get patients diagnosed faster and treated earlier, which can make the difference between life and death. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
A tried and true advertising method, the billboard, helped one man's health struggle.
Less than a week after getting a kidney transplant, Mark Weiner is not only grateful.
I'm feeling fabulous.
The Long Island, New York resident and CBS News employee lost both of his kidneys while fighting a cancer diagnosis that he initially received in 2015. Years later, he got a different donation, a billboard in Times Square with his face and the words, "I need a kidney." It took more than 2 years, but then the call.
He's an anonymous donor. The kidney really adjusts the body in ways that I never thought. Less fatigue.
And two other people got kidneys thanks to seeing Weiner's billboard. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
To cut rising vehicle thefts in New York City, Mayor Eric Adams says the NYPD is now giving out free Apple AirTags.
The simple AirTag hidden in a car at a location that a person is not aware of is an excellent tracking device.
The app alerts the owner. Police can pick up the pursuit from there.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Celebrities are swarming New York City ahead of tonight's Met Gala.
Bad Bunny and his main squeeze, Kendall Jenner, ate at Hotspot Carboni over the weekend. Rihanna stepped out in vintage white and black furry Chanel. Britney Griner's already in town. And
baby, don't make me spell it out for you.
Janelle Monáe promises to parade up the red carpeted steps in what she describes as an experience you won't want to miss. This year's Fashion Forward fundraiser for the Metropolitan Museum of Art's Costume Institute pays tribute to the late Karl Lagerfeld, who designed for Chanel and Fendi, among others. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Playoff deciding Game 7s went to road teams yesterday. Golden State over Sacramento in the NBA, Florida over Boston, and Seattle edged past defending Stanley Cup champ Colorado in the NHL. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.